Introduction. Functional medicine is a patient-centered, science-based approach that aims to identify and address the root causes of disease. Unlike traditional medicine, which often focuses on treating symptoms, functional medicine seeks to understand the underlying imbalances and dysfunctions contributing to illness. This holistic approach integrates various aspects of a patient's life, including genetic, biochemical, and lifestyle factors, to create personalized treatment plans that promote optimal health and wellness. By looking at the body as an interconnected system, functional medicine practitioners aim to restore health and balance rather than manage symptoms. Who is a functional medicine physician? A functional medicine physician is a healthcare professional specializing in identifying and addressing the root causes of disease through a holistic, patient-centered approach. These physicians typically start their careers with training and licensure in conventional medical disciplines such as family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, or other specialties. After gaining experience in traditional medical practice, they pursue additional specialized training in functional medicine. This advanced training enables them to understand and treat the complex interactions between genetic, environmental, and lifestyle factors that influence health and disease. Their ultimate goal is to develop personalized treatment plans that promote optimal health and wellness by addressing each patient's unique needs, ensuring that each individual feels valued and understood in their healthcare journey. Functional medicine physicians undergo rigorous and comprehensive training that builds on their conventional medical education. This training is designed to provide them with a deep understanding of the principles and practices of functional medicine. They begin with foundational courses that introduce them to the functional medicine model, systems biology, and the clinical application of functional medicine concepts. These courses lay the groundwork for a holistic approach to healthcare that looks beyond symptoms to uncover underlying causes of disease. This thorough training ensures that functional medicine physicians are well-equipped to address the complexities of health and disease. In addition to foundational courses, functional medicine physicians participate in advanced clinical training programs. These programs delve into specific areas such as gastrointestinal health, hormonal and endocrine health, cardiometabolic health, immune system function, and neurological health. They acquire the skills needed to apply functional medicine techniques in real-world clinical settings through case-based learning and practical application. This advanced training helps them develop a nuanced understanding of how various systems in the body interact and how imbalances in these systems can lead to illness. Nutrition and lifestyle medicine are also key components of functional medicine training. Functional medicine physicians learn about the critical role of diet, nutrition, and lifestyle in maintaining health and preventing disease. They are trained to assess and address nutritional deficiencies, food sensitivities, and other dietary factors impacting a patient's health. They also learn to incorporate lifestyle interventions such as exercise, stress management, and sleep optimization into their treatment plans. Credentialing for functional medicine physicians often involves certification from reputable organizations such as the Institute for Functional Medicine, IFM. The certification process typically includes completing courses, passing rigorous examinations, and demonstrating proficiency in applying functional medicine principles in clinical practice. This credentialing ensures that functional medicine physicians have met high standards of knowledge and competence in their field. Functional medicine physicians are uniquely equipped to offer a comprehensive and integrative approach to healthcare. Their specialized training and holistic perspective enable them to address the root causes of disease and promote long-term health and wellness. By considering the whole person and their unique genetic, environmental, and lifestyle factors, functional medicine physicians can develop personalized treatment plans that go beyond symptom management to achieve optimal health outcomes. Assessing a patient with ADHD in functional medicine. When a patient presents with a new case of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, functional medicine practitioners begin with a thorough assessment that goes beyond the standard diagnostic criteria. This assessment starts with an in-depth review of the patient's medical history, family history, lifestyle, diet, and environmental exposures. Understanding these aspects helps to identify any potential triggers or contributing factors to the ADHD symptoms. The comprehensive patient history allows the practitioner to gather a complete picture of the individual's health, including previous illnesses, treatments, and therapy responses. This holistic evaluation ensures that all potential influences on the patient's health are considered. Nutritional and lifestyle evaluation. Nutritional and lifestyle evaluation is another critical component of the functional medicine assessment. Since diet and lifestyle can significantly impact brain function and behavior, a detailed evaluation of the patient's nutrition, sleep patterns, physical activity, and stress levels is performed. Functional medicine practitioners recognize that poor dietary habits, lack of exercise, inadequate sleep, and high stress can exacerbate ADHD symptoms. By thoroughly examining these areas, they can identify specific changes that might help alleviate symptoms. For example, a diet high in processed foods and sugar can lead to blood sugar imbalances that affect concentration and mood. By recommending dietary adjustments, such as increasing the intake of whole foods, lean proteins, and healthy fats, practitioners aim to support brain health and stabilize energy levels. Advanced laboratory testing. Laboratory testing is a cornerstone of the functional medicine approach. Functional medicine uses advanced laboratory testing to assess various biomarkers that can provide insights into the patient's overall health. Tests may include assessments of nutrient deficiencies, food sensitivities, hormonal imbalances, gastrointestinal function, and metabolic health. These tests help identify underlying issues that might contribute to ADHD symptoms. For instance, deficiencies in essential nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids, magnesium, and zinc have been linked to ADHD. By identifying and addressing these deficiencies through targeted supplementation and dietary changes, practitioners can support the patient's neurological function and reduce symptoms. Additionally, functional medicine assessment may include an electroencephalogram EEG or quantitative EEG (QEG) to evaluate brain activity and identify specific patterns associated with ADHD. Sleep studies may also be conducted to uncover sleep disorders affecting the patient's cognitive function and behavior. Examining the microbiome and gut-brain axis. Another critical aspect of the functional medicine assessment is the examination of the microbiome and the gut-brain axis. The gut-brain axis refers to the bidirectional communication between the gastrointestinal tract and the central nervous system. An imbalance in the gut microbiome can affect brain function and behavior. Therefore, assessing the health of the microbiome and identifying any dysbiosis or imbalances is essential. This can be done through various tests that analyze gut flora composition and function. Addressing gut health through probiotics, prebiotics, and dietary changes can significantly impact ADHD symptoms, as the gut microbiome plays a crucial role in producing neurotransmitters and regulating inflammation. Identifying environmental triggers. In addition to examining internal factors, functional medicine practitioners also look for external triggers that might contribute to ADHD symptoms. Environmental exposures such as mold, weed killers, and other toxins can significantly impact health. For example, mold exposure can lead to chronic inflammatory response syndrome, CIRS, which can affect brain function and exacerbate ADHD symptoms. Similarly, exposure to glyphosate, a common weed killer, has been linked to disruptions in gut health and increased inflammation. By identifying and addressing these environmental triggers, practitioners can reduce the overall toxic burden on the patient's body and support their neurological health. Inflammatory encephalopathy and genetic testing. The search for causes of inflammatory encephalopathy, which refers to brain inflammation that can disrupt cognitive function and behavior, is another crucial component of the functional medicine assessment for ADHD. Encephalopathy can have various causes, including metabolic, toxic, hypoxic, or anoxic origins. Inflammation, particularly chronic inflammation, can disrupt normal brain function and lead to symptoms that are commonly mistaken for primary psychiatric disorders. Infections, autoimmune responses, and environmental toxins can trigger this condition. Functional medicine practitioners use advanced diagnostic tools to assess inflammation levels and identify potential sources of encephalopathy. Treatment may involve addressing underlying infections, modulating the immune response, and reducing exposure to environmental toxins. Genetic testing also plays a role in the functional medicine assessment of ADHD. Understanding the patient's genetic predispositions can help identify vulnerabilities and tailor interventions accordingly. Genetic testing may reveal variations that affect neurotransmitter function, detoxification pathways, and nutrient absorption. For example, certain genetic polymorphisms can influence how a person metabolizes and responds to specific nutrients or medications. The MTHFR gene, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, encodes an enzyme crucial for processing amino acids, specifically homocysteine, into methionine. Variations in this gene, particularly the C677T and A1298C polymorphisms, can reduce enzyme activity, resulting in elevated homocysteine levels and impaired folate metabolism. This can contribute to various long-term chronic symptoms and conditions, including cardiovascular diseases, neurological disorders, and psychiatric conditions. Research suggests that individuals with MTHFR gene polymorphisms may experience a range of health issues due to the gene's impact on methylation processes, DNA synthesis, and repair. Elevated homocysteine levels, a common consequence of MTHFR mutations, have been linked to an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and peripheral neuropathy. Furthermore, impaired methylation can affect neurotransmitter synthesis and function, potentially contributing to depression, anxiety, and other psychiatric disorders. Addressing these genetic variations often involves dietary modifications to ensure adequate intake of folate, vitamin B12, and vitamin B6, as well as lifestyle changes and possibly supplementation to manage homocysteine levels and support overall health. Functional medicine practitioners can develop more precise and effective treatment plans by considering these genetic factors. This personalized approach ensures that interventions address symptoms and are aligned with the patient's unique genetic makeup. Psychosocial assessment. Psychosocial assessment is another critical aspect of the functional medicine approach. Functional medicine practitioners consider the patient's emotional and psychological well-being, including any history of trauma, anxiety, or depression. This holistic view acknowledges that mental health and physical health are deeply interconnected. For example, chronic stress and unresolved emotional issues can exacerbate ADHD symptoms and hinder treatment progress. Functional medicine aims to support the patient's overall well-being by addressing these psychosocial factors. Techniques such as mindfulness, cognitive behavioral therapy, and stress management strategies may be integrated into the treatment plan to help the patient develop healthier coping mechanisms and improve their quality of life. Treatment strategies in functional medicine. In treating a patient with ADHD, functional medicine might approach treatment differently than traditional medicine. Traditional medicine often relies on medications such as stimulants to manage ADHD symptoms. While these medications can be effective, they do not address the underlying causes of the disorder and may come with side effects. In contrast, functional medicine focuses on creating a comprehensive, individualized treatment plan that addresses the root causes of ADHD. This plan might include dietary changes to ensure optimal nutrient intake, supplementation to address deficiencies, and lifestyle modifications to improve sleep, reduce stress, and increase physical activity. Additionally, functional medicine practitioners might explore alternative therapies such as neurofeedback and biofeedback, which can help train the brain to function more effectively. Neurofeedback involves real-time brain activity monitoring to teach self-regulation of brain function, which can improve attention and behavior in ADHD patients. Biofeedback, on the other hand, uses physiological monitoring to help patients gain control over bodily processes that can influence stress and cognitive function. Case examples of environmental triggers and medical conditions. Consider the following case examples to illustrate the effectiveness of functional medicine in addressing the root causes of psychological symptoms. In these cases, underlying environmental toxins or medical conditions caused psychological symptoms, and treating only the symptoms would not have effectively treated the patient. Dr. Melissa Jones, an integrative pediatric neurologist, reported that approximately 25% of the population is genetically predisposed to chronic inflammatory responses to mold, chronic inflammatory response syndrome, CIRS. Symptoms are nonspecific, including headaches, stomach aches, fatigue, anxiety, and seizures. Effective treatment requires identifying and removing mold from the environment and detoxifying the body. Dr. Ron Swatsina, director and chief scientist of the Houston Neuroscience Brain Center, has generously made Dr. Jones' discussions with Dr. Ron, Integrative Pediatric Neurology podcast available for viewing. Case Example 1, Mold Exposure and Cognitive Decline. A 40-year-old woman presented with symptoms of depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline. Traditional treatment with antidepressants provided only partial relief. A functional medicine assessment revealed a history of significant mold exposure in her home. Testing confirmed the presence of mycotoxins in her body, indicating mold toxicity. Treatment involved mold remediation in her home, detoxification protocols to eliminate mycotoxins, and support for her immune system and gut health. As her body cleared the toxins, her psychological symptoms improved dramatically, and her cognitive function returned to normal. This case demonstrates that addressing the underlying cause mold toxicity was essential for effective treatment. Case Example 2, Glyphosate Exposure and ADHD. A 10-year-old boy was diagnosed with ADHD and prescribed stimulant medication. While the medication helped manage his symptoms, it caused side effects such as insomnia and decreased appetite. A functional medicine practitioner explored environmental factors and discovered that the family lived near agricultural fields regularly sprayed with glyphosate. Testing revealed high levels of glyphosate in the boy's system. The treatment plan included dietary changes to support detoxification, supplementation with nutrients to support brain health, and measures to reduce glyphosate exposure. As his glyphosate levels decreased, his ADHD symptoms improved, and he was able to reduce his reliance on stimulant medication. Case Example 3, Chronic Inflammatory Response Syndrome, CIRS. A 35-year-old man experienced severe fatigue, brain fog, and mood swings. Despite seeing multiple specialists and trying various medications, his symptoms persisted. A functional medicine assessment identified chronic inflammatory response syndrome, CIRS, caused by exposure to biotoxins, likely from water-damaged buildings. Advanced testing confirmed elevated inflammatory markers and biotoxin levels. The treatment plan involved detoxification protocols, binders to remove biotoxins, and support for his immune and nervous systems. Addressing the biotoxin exposure and inflammation led to significant improvements in his energy levels, cognitive function, and mood, highlighting the importance of identifying and treating the root cause. Case Example 4, Lyme Disease and Psychiatric Symptoms. A 28-year-old woman presented with severe anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. Traditional psychiatric treatments, including antidepressants and anxiolytics, provided minimal relief. A functional medicine practitioner considered the possibility of underlying infections and ordered comprehensive testing, which revealed Lyme disease and co-infections. The treatment plan included antimicrobial therapies to address the infections, immune support, and interventions to reduce inflammation. As the infections were brought under control, her psychiatric symptoms began to resolve, demonstrating the critical need to address underlying medical conditions rather than just treating the symptoms. Case Example 5, Addison's Disease and Depression. A 45-year-old man was experiencing severe fatigue, weight loss, and depression. Standard treatments for depression, including antidepressants and therapy, had little effect. A functional medicine practitioner conducted a thorough assessment and discovered that the patient had Addison's disease, a condition where the adrenal glands do not produce enough cortisol. This condition can lead to significant psychological symptoms. Treatment involved hormone replacement therapy to address the cortisol deficiency and supportive measures to strengthen the patient's overall health. Once Addison's disease was managed, the patient's depression and fatigue improved markedly, underscoring the importance of diagnosing and treating the underlying medical condition. Case Example 6, Environmental Toxins and New OCD Symptoms. A 22-year-old woman developed new-onset obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, symptoms, including severe anxiety and compulsive behaviors. Traditional psychiatric medications provided minimal relief. A functional medicine approach was taken, and a detailed environmental assessment revealed that she had been exposed to high levels of volatile organic compounds, VOCs, in her workplace. Testing confirmed elevated levels of these toxins in her body. The treatment plan included reducing her exposure to VOCs, detoxification protocols, and nutritional support to enhance her body's ability to eliminate toxins. As her toxin levels decreased, her OCD symptoms and anxiety significantly improved. Case Example 7, Tics and Heavy Metal Toxicity. A 15-year-old boy developed motor tics and was diagnosed with a tic disorder. Traditional treatments, including behavioral therapy and medications, were only partially effective. A functional medicine practitioner conducted comprehensive testing and discovered high levels of heavy metals, particularly lead, in the boy's system. These heavy metals were likely contributing to his neurological symptoms. The treatment plan included chelation therapy to remove the heavy metals, dietary modifications to support detoxification, and supplements to restore nutritional balance. As the heavy metal levels decreased, the boy's tics reduced in frequency and severity, illustrating the importance of addressing environmental toxins. Case Example 8, Pan/Pandas and Psychiatric Symptoms. A 12-year-old girl suddenly developed severe anxiety, obsessive-compulsive behaviors, and mood swings. Traditional psychiatric treatments were ineffective. A functional medicine practitioner suspected pediatric acute-onset neuropsychiatric syndrome, PANS, or pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcal infections, PANDAS. Dr. Melissa Jones expects these terms to be subsumed by autoimmune encephalitis. Comprehensive testing confirmed a recent streptococcal infection and elevated markers of autoimmune activity. The treatment plan included antibiotics to address the infection, anti-inflammatory therapies, and immune-modulating treatments. As the underlying infection and inflammation were treated, the girl's psychiatric symptoms began to resolve, highlighting the need for a comprehensive approach to diagnosing and treating psychiatric symptoms with a possible autoimmune or infectious basis. Case Example 9, Autism and Gut Health. A 6-year-old boy was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and exhibited severe gastrointestinal issues, including chronic diarrhea and abdominal pain. Traditional therapies for autism focused on behavioral interventions, but they did not address his physical discomfort. A functional medicine practitioner thoroughly evaluated and found significant dysbiosis in the boy's gut microbiome. Treatment included a specialized diet to eliminate food sensitivities, probiotics to restore healthy gut flora, and anti-inflammatory supplements. As his gut health improved, there were notable enhancements in his mood, behavior, and communication skills, demonstrating the profound impact of addressing underlying physical conditions in managing ASD symptoms. Case Example 10, Oppositional Defiant Disorder and Nutrient Deficiencies. An 8-year-old girl was diagnosed with Oppositional Defiant Disorder, ODD, and was struggling with severe temper tantrums, defiance, and aggression. Traditional behavioral therapy provided limited success. A functional medicine assessment revealed multiple nutrient deficiencies, including low levels of zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D. The treatment plan included dietary changes to ensure a nutrient-rich diet and targeted supplementation. Over time, as her nutrient levels normalized, her behavior improved significantly, highlighting the importance of addressing nutritional imbalances in managing psychological and behavioral disorders. Case example 11, strep infection leading to tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. A 7-year-old girl developed severe neuropsychiatric symptoms, including sudden onset of obsessive-compulsive behaviors and tics. After several weeks of ineffective treatment with standard psychiatric medications, a functional medicine practitioner was consulted. The comprehensive assessment included a detailed medical history, which revealed a recent bout of strep throat. Blood tests showed elevated antistreptolysin O, ASO, titers, indicating a recent streptococcal infection. Despite initial antibiotic treatment, her symptoms persisted, and recurrent strep infections were suspected. To address the root cause, the functional medicine practitioner recommended a tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy to remove the chronic infection source. Post-surgery, the patient showed significant improvement in her neuropsychiatric symptoms, highlighting the importance of addressing underlying infections in cases of pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcal infections. Case example 12, UTI-related dementia symptoms in an elderly patient. An 82-year-old man was experiencing rapid cognitive decline and behavioral changes, initially diagnosed as dementia by his primary care physician. His symptoms included confusion, agitation, and memory loss, which severely affected his quality of life. A functional medicine practitioner was consulted for a second opinion. Upon a thorough evaluation, including laboratory tests, a urinary tract infection, UTI, was identified as the underlying cause of his symptoms. UTIs can lead to delirium and dementia-like symptoms in elderly patients due to inflammation and systemic infection. The patient was treated with appropriate antibiotics to eradicate the infection, and his cognitive function improved markedly. This case underscores the necessity of considering infections and other reversible conditions in the differential diagnosis of dementia in elderly patients. What can a functional medicine referral add to my biofeedback or neurofeedback practice? Integrating functional medicine into your biofeedback or neurofeedback practice can provide a more comprehensive approach to patient care, significantly enhancing the effectiveness and scope of your treatments. Functional medicine aims to identify and address the root causes of health issues, complementing the physiological and neurological regulation achieved through biofeedback and neurofeedback. Referring patients to a functional medicine practitioner can lead to a more thorough health assessment, revealing underlying issues contributing to symptoms. Functional medicine practitioners use detailed patient histories, advanced laboratory tests, and evaluations of genetic, biochemical, and lifestyle factors. This comprehensive assessment can uncover conditions such as nutrient deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, chronic infections, or environmental exposures that might affect the patient's health. Addressing these underlying factors can enhance the outcomes of biofeedback and neurofeedback therapies by providing a more stable foundation for neurological and physiological improvements. Additionally, functional medicine practitioners develop personalized treatment plans tailored to each patient's unique needs. These plans often include dietary recommendations, lifestyle modifications, and targeted supplementation, which support the neurological and physiological progress achieved through biofeedback and neurofeedback. For instance, if a patient undergoing neurofeedback for anxiety has an underlying thyroid imbalance, addressing the thyroid issue can improve the efficacy of neurofeedback sessions. A functional medicine referral also fosters a collaborative approach to patient care. Working closely with a functional medicine practitioner ensures that your patient receives comprehensive and coordinated care. This multidisciplinary approach maximizes the therapeutic benefits of functional medicine and biofeedback or neurofeedback, leading to more sustainable and long-lasting health improvements. When should I make a functional medicine referral? A functional medicine referral should be considered in several scenarios to enhance patient care and address issues that conventional treatments might overlook. A primary indication for referral is the appearance of new unexplained symptoms. Another indication is an EEG showing diffuse encephalopathy, consistent with neuroinflammation. Consider referral when standard treatments are not effectively managing the patient's symptoms. For example, suppose a patient receiving biofeedback for chronic pain or neurofeedback for ADHD is not showing significant progress. In that case, it may be beneficial to investigate underlying factors through a functional medicine assessment. Referring to a functional medicine practitioner is also advisable when signs of underlying environmental or physiological triggers contribute to the patient's symptoms. This might include unexplained fatigue, gastrointestinal issues, persistent infections, or complex, multi-system symptoms that are not adequately addressed by standard medical care. Functional medicine practitioners can identify and address these hidden factors, providing a more comprehensive treatment approach. Patients with chronic conditions that are not improving with conventional care can also benefit from a functional medicine referral. Conditions such as autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and persistent Lyme disease often require a multifaceted treatment approach that functional medicine can provide. By addressing the root causes and employing a personalized treatment plan, functional medicine can offer relief where standard treatments have failed. Furthermore, a functional medicine referral is beneficial when a holistic, integrative approach to treatment is needed. Functional medicine practitioners consider the entire spectrum of factors affecting a patient's health, including diet, lifestyle, and environmental exposures. This integrative approach can be particularly valuable for patients looking to optimize their overall health and prevent future illness and those seeking a complementary approach to their current medical treatments. By considering these scenarios and recognizing the unique benefits of functional medicine, you can enhance your biofeedback or neurofeedback practice and provide your patients with more effective, comprehensive care. How to find a functional medicine physician? Finding a functional medicine physician involves utilizing several resources to ensure you connect with a qualified professional suited to your healthcare needs. One of the most reliable ways to start your search is through the Institute for Functional Medicine, IFM, a leading organization in the field. The IFM offers a Find a Practitioner tool on its website, allowing you to search for certified functional medicine practitioners based on your location. This resource can be accessed at IFM Find a Practitioner. In addition to the IFM, other professional organizations and directories can be helpful. For instance, the Functional Medicine University, FMU, and the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, A4M, maintain directories of practitioners trained through their programs. These directories provide information on practitioners' credentials and areas of specialization, which can guide you in making an informed choice. Health and wellness centers often employ or collaborate with functional medicine practitioners. Searching for local centers or clinics that offer integrative or holistic healthcare services can lead you to qualified professionals in your area. Moreover, online medical directories such as HealthGrades, ZocDoc, and Vitals provide detailed information on doctors, including those specializing in functional medicine, along with patient reviews that can offer additional insights into their practice. Personal referrals and recommendations can also be invaluable. Asking your primary care physician for a referral to a functional medicine practitioner can be a good starting point, as they may know reputable professionals in the field. Additionally, seeking recommendations from friends, family, or online communities focused on functional medicine can help you gather firsthand experiences and recommendations. For example, visiting the IFM website and using their practitioner search tool involves entering your city, state, or zip code to find practitioners near you. Reviewing their credentials, checking online reviews, and scheduling an initial consultation are essential steps to ensure the practitioner aligns with your health needs. It is important to note that while functional medicine offers a comprehensive approach to health, insurance often does not cover the extensive testing used in functional medicine, and patients will likely need to pay out of pocket for these services. By using these resources and conducting thorough research, you can find a functional medicine physician who is well qualified to help you address your health concerns through a holistic and integrative approach. Conclusion. Functional medicine offers a comprehensive and holistic approach to health that emphasizes understanding and addressing the root causes of disease. Practitioners create personalized treatment plans that promote optimal health and balance by integrating genetic, biochemical, and lifestyle factors. This approach is particularly effective for managing psychological conditions such as ADHD, where traditional symptom-focused treatments may fall short. Functional medicine provides a deeper understanding of a patient's health through detailed assessments, including nutritional evaluations, advanced laboratory testing, examination of the gut-brain axis, and identification of environmental triggers. The case examples demonstrate how addressing underlying issues such as mold exposure, glyphosate toxicity, and nutrient deficiencies can significantly improve psychological symptoms. Functional medicine's focus on treating the whole person rather than just the symptoms leads to more effective and lasting health improvements. Parents, neurofeedback providers, and general practice physicians should consider referring patients to functional medicine professionals when standard treatments are insufficient or when there are signs of underlying environmental or physiological triggers. While it is important to note that insurance often does not cover the extensive testing involved, the potential benefits of uncovering and addressing the root causes of illness can be invaluable. Ultimately, functional medicine's integrative approach helps manage symptoms and enhances overall health and well-being, enabling patients to achieve their full potential. By addressing internal and external factors contributing to disease, functional medicine practitioners offer a sustainable and personalized path to health that aligns with each individual's unique needs.